Oh, yes, there's some pretty stained glass going on there. There was pretty glass rock in the house. Stucco, you know, with pretty glass in it. Now that's 612 actually.
Yeah.
That's the old Doc Maynard.
Yeah, that's the AA home right now, but that's the old Doc Maynard residence. And in the back on 7th Street there, he had an office. Did he was living in this home though before that?
Yeah, he was living there, but he had his office up over there.
This is just right there by that house, about two doors down. We have here on 612 Axtell. Now, that building we just looked at, the Woods lived in it, the Lindsay lived in it, and Maynard lived there. Now that house, we don't have a name on that house, Earl.
I don't think so.
We're jumping across town now. Okay, 522 Wallace. That's not 522 Wallace. Oh, that is 522 Wallace. Okay, that's 522 Wallace. That's the Carlton house built in 1911. Okay. Oh, yeah. The Droke house, John Droke's house, is there in the center. He used to be police chief, sheriff one time. I used to live right across the street from this two-story house. And when I lived there, John D. Oliveira lived there.
That's the old West house.
Okay, yeah. Before that, though, Fred Bowman's and Merzfelker lived there in that two-story house.
That's an exact duplicate of the Scarlett house, built by the same people.
Yeah, and then Scarlett changed it up, didn't
he? They moved that.
Yeah. But Mrs. Droke still lives there in this house. There's a better picture of it. That reminds me of those old barns they used to build. And I thought it was a barn when I was kid.
Well, what do you call that on top?
That's the new fancy ridge roll.
Now this is about an 800 block on Wallace. And in one of these houses, this one or the one next to it, Casey Childers lived there. And Casey Childers was an early timer. I believe he was a railroad. Now, that house, if I'm not mistaken, that's the house. In front of the house is the biggest tree in town, the old American Elm on Mitchell. Barnes lived there now. And do what? But originally it was a W.C. Zerwer home. Zerwer was an early family here. In fact, he was elected official one time. But in front of this house are two of the biggest trees in town. Now, that is Mrs. Wallace Carmack's home on Mitchell. I don't have anybody living there prior to her, but that's not their original home. But across there on 9th, I believe, across from your church, Kathy, this house, and this was the Chinworth house. Addie Chinworth lived there, her folks. Beautiful house. Now that's the building that we say was one of the first theaters in Clovis, on the corner. And Mrs. Wilkerson's husband, Arthur, owns that building.
What's up there then?
He's trying to convert it into some apartments, but they were. It says Western Hotel over there.
Mm-hmm.
It was just all rooms, and on the very end, two bathrooms. That was it. That print shop is where I work.
I've always wondered why they had a door. They must have had a porch there sometime.
Yeah.
You notice there's a door there in the middle of that?
We've got a picture showing an overhanging porch here on that.
There's a door up there.
Yeah, door. Up
there. Okay.
And it says up here, 1910 Croft Building. This has a big basement beneath it. Ooh, that's the antlers above it, though, down close. You got to get down close up close there, too, huh? Harold's been wanting to...
Almost like the same building.
This building now will soon be covered with new facing, what they plan to do with it. So we wanted to get a picture up before they change it. The first newspaper in Clovis, Clovis News has been right here by the alley, right here.
It wasn't the same building.
No, no. But Mr. Rogers, you say you worked in here, didn't you? Yes. Here in the hotel. It used to have a big porch on it, too. That's our city hall. That used to be the building on the corner was built to be a bank. And it never did get off the ground. And it became a farm grocery, I think.
Reed's
Grocery. And the old La Fiesta restaurant was an old meat market, too, store. There's the myself and old Tom in front of that place. That was the Santa Fe Reading Room. Right down here on Grand Street. On one part of it, they had the bowling alley, and the other part, the recreation reading room, which now they run by the Kowski's refrigeration electric shop. Now. Yeah, that's across the gap. They tell me that was moved there. Jim, is that not right?
Yeah.
On the barn now. Yeah. The note we had was G.A. Campbell lived in this house when it was on Pyle Street. Now, I don't know, I can't remember that. Oh, 400 block on Mitchell at Conley. Right over here across the street. Is that right? It wasn't on Pyle, you think? Huh. Now, then, that sets on about 5th and Conley. Okay, That was the Coulter home, Coulter house, 1910, 521 Conley. That house.
Were you going to tell us where that house was, Tom?
Me?
Yeah.
That's 521 Conley. That's the old, what they call the Coulter home. 1910. Now, you gonna show me another picture? I got the 520 Conley next to it, across the street with the Suman home.
We got
yeah. Well, this says 520 up there. That's across the street, Harold. And that was, I don't know who Suman was, S-U-M-A-N. That was built in 1910.
Suman?
Suman, huh? I think it's a railroad. Probably so, yeah. The next house is on, now, everybody should recognize that place. This is 8th and Conley. I remember it as the Henderson house.
Henderson, yes, he had a beauty parlor.
Yeah. But the historic fact for that is B.D. Odom Oldham was president of the First National Bank in 1911. He built the house. I don't like the way they painted it recently, but...
I don't like that.
Black and white trim and red and... Now there is one of the older hotels in Clovis, the old Morgan Hotel, right on about 200 block on Conway. I think the little house next to it is about as old, but I'm not really know. What did you say about the hotel?
I said that's still used. It uses a hotel.
It is.
Probably a okay. Now this house is next to Honker Abstract right here on Grand and. Let's see. Okay. At 300 Rancher, and we've got that down as the Comstock House, originally.
Well, when you lived there,
did Wicks did live there? Okay, Harold. That little house was there when we saw it in one of the earlier pictures of Clovis. The only thing I know about it, family of Carters lived there when I was a kid. I don't know who built it, but it's an old house. The fellow out knew he lived there was a bootlegger, so I'm not mentioning his name. Now these two houses, we took both of them together on 4th and Rancher, signed for 4th and Rancher there. Built 1912, but we don't have no names on them. One was built to live in, one was built for the rent unit. I don't have any names on those. Now, this old store building that says Everybody's Food was Jenny McCullough's grocery store in the early days. This building here is Ms. Tom Felton's grocery store. Across the street you see the Martinez grocery. When I came to town, we lived in a little bitty house right here. This is on 1st Street. This was one of the earlier hotels, this two-story structure. It was a Royal Hotel, and we have it in pictures, and it was 1908 pictures, Carol. And it's empty now, I'm boarded up, but it was a Royal Hotel.
1908, you
say? It showed those pictures in 8 and 9.
Yes, I might ask.
Those ones we found recently.
When I was a kid, my uncle lived.
Your uncle did?
My uncle.
This house is had an interesting history about the person who lived in it. Captain Bloomling. During World War I, he was thought to be a German spy and had a radio transmitter in there. And one night he disappeared. And they claimed somebody killed him here, but nobody ever said anything about it or tried to find him. But that was the house that he lived in, there on 2nd and I think it's Rancher. 2nd, 204 Hinkle's where it is. And the little house built in 1912. But he was head of the... That is Ms. Davis still here?
Yes,
that's Ms. Davis's house.
No, that's my real house.
Okay. You live next door right here.
Yeah, I live in the house from the church. But that's the house
bought
from Mr. Powell, the
old John
Carver's house.
George Carver owned this house, Missouri, the one
of the Carver's. That's my yard.
Now, this house was on Powell Street?
It was on...
Mitchell.
Mitchell Street.
400 block. Yeah, okay, 400. That's right. That's where I remember seeing it. Okay. But you bought it from Mr. Powell?
Stanley Powell bought the place and he sold me the house.
And you moved it to this place?
And I moved it there. Now, my old house is just north of there.
Well, now, Mr. Carver lived at different places, though, didn't he?
Yeah,
That's a good looking house. I don't know the date on that. It must be early. And now, Ms. Davis, we don't know whose house this was, but see, it's next to your house. It showed up in one of our 1908 pictures, and that was the only house in that area right there. So it was an old house. Now, let me think about this. This is 112 and 114 Thornton. Oh yeah, Bill's Grocery. If any of you remember Bill's Grocery back in 1907. And it was in one of these. Now we're not sure which one. I think it was this one right here on the left. Bill's Grocery. It looked like it could have been a grocery maybe, the way it's built out there. And that's Ms. Phelps' grocery. She still lives there I guess that gate to the left and on around the side there, she lives in the back. I remember when it was open, of course. This is at Meriwether, I guess, in Grantham. Now, this house was on Thornton Street. Originally the Crawford House. And it used to set, they say, on the 400 block on Wallace. I can't remember that, but that's what was told. When did you take this picture?
That's all of the pictures.
Oh, I see.
This, do you all remember the long picture that was brought down? That rolled out and showed South Main and down Grant and stuff.
That was early in the morning, was it not, Harold? I mean, you must have been down there pretty early.
Was the last one in that section, and I hate to throw a picture of it.
Hopefully someday somebody will be able to say, all right, the thing we can do, we have to look up history, go back and say, oh, yeah, I'm cracking all these times this week, and that would be going.
Harold, appreciate you taking the time.
We got some more we're gonna talk about.
No.
Okay.
All we would want to do is make a copy of it. Can you take it back? We want you to take the picture.
I have that. And I have the school that's down here. I walk about 4 miles and a half down there. I had to get my education the hard way.
That's the Black Tower School.
That was a Black Tower.
Well, that was a Black Tower from 1921.
That's Mr. Thorpe right there, old man. Were you acquainted with Wilson Davis?
Oh, yeah.
George Davis.
One of my neighbors. I talked to George last night. I thought George was probably a member of some of those early schools. And his daddy taught at the Liberty Bell. That's the only cap. And Deep Lake and all that. And Lyrical Sabbath Fire. George and I went to school together, and the girls. Do you own land now, thank you?
Well, my dad did.
Is your dad?
Yeah, it was dad. But he sold it to Palmateer.
Well, you know, I taught at Lincoln.
The old school, Lincoln?
I taught at Lincoln in 19, and right after graduating from high school. Back to Tom Little, when I came back from Ventada, Charlie Beeler was teaching us at Lincoln. And they just put up that new school building. And they had 5 months school. And Charlie didn't want to teach those 3 extra months to put on film that year. And I just come back to Ventana and I said, well, I'll teach
them. And you taught what year, Frank?
Well, I taught the latter part of 1915. I taught 2 months in 1915. And then I came to college and stayed down here. That was part of the time, the old Oha, part of the time. And at old Lady Overton was running Antlers then, and she was a good old lady, but she had a pretty high temper. And I stayed there till the first of the year, and she and I had a little run in on that stuff. You know. I just went over to the hotel over there and got me a job. And didn't even tell her I was leaving, and boy, she sure got mad. Old Lady Greer and another old lady with her. Cooks at them, and they just died laughing.
This Lincoln School is started. We live at what we call the Christburg Place.
Yeah.
We live right down on the corner. My dad owned this half section here across the road. And I remember as a kid, all we had was old concrete foundations over there, just piled up.
Well?
But they moved that school. See, I went to a quad. I went to a quad.
They consolidated the quad.
Washington and Lincoln consolidated.
Washington.
I know exactly. Washington.
Well, now I tell you, Jim Watts was on the school board.
That's right. And he got mad because they moved.
He and Palmateer
had a fight over it.
And Watts told me, now we want you to press forward, we consolidate these two. Well, wife and I, we married the second day of June. You mentioned the second June, huh? We married the second day of June, 1917, and went to Silver City summer school. Down there 2 months. And when we came back, I heard of the racket said had and the trouble. I didn't even go over to see him. I just went out to see Mr. Bickland. He sent me down to Local School.
Yeah, Local School, Texas.
So I got down there. The first year after we were married, and Mrs. M.A. Todd, who was our intermediate teacher at Texaco when I went to school, She was my primary teacher, and I was at the grade. We had two teachers in there. And Miss Edna King, you remember Miss King? She was the primary teacher there at Texaco for a long time, and she came to Clovis. She's a crippled
daughter of Eugene Peel.
But you know, I graduated UGM Peel. I was on the school level in Clovis, and I graduated UGM.